This is Audible.
Audible Frontiers presents The White Rose, written by Glenn Cook and narrated by Mark Vitor.
Chapter 1. The Plain of Fear. The still desert air had a lens-like quality. The riders seemed frozen in time, moving without drawing closer. We took turns counting. I could not get the same number twice running. A breath of a breeze whined in the coral, stirred the leaves of Old Father Tree. They tinkled off one another with the song of wind chimes. To the north, the glimmer of change lightning limned the horizon like the far clash of warring gods. A foot crunched sand. I turned. Silent gawked at a talking menhir. It had appeared in the past few seconds, startling him. Sneaky rocks. Like to play games.
"There are strangers on the plain," it said.
I jumped. It chuckled. Menhirs have the most malevolent laughs this side of fairy stories. Snarling, I ducked into its shadow. Hot out here already. And that's One Eye and Goblin, back from Tanner. It was right, and I was wrong. I was too narrowly focused. The patrol had been away a month longer than planned. We were worried. Lately, the ladies' troops have been more active along the bounds of the Plain of Fear. Another chuckle from the block of stone. It towered over me, 13 feet tall. A middle-sized one. Those over 15 feet seldom move. The riders were closer, yet seemed no nearer. Blame nerves. Times are desperate for the Black Company. We cannot afford casualties. Any man lost would be a friend of many years. I counted again. Seemed right this time, but there was a riderless mount. I shivered despite the heat. They were on the down trail leading to a creek 300 yards from where we watched, concealed within a great reef. The walking trees beside the ford stirred, though the breeze had failed. The riders urged their mounts to hurry. The animals were tired. They were reluctant, though they knew they were almost home. Into the creek. Water splashing. I grinned, pounded silence back. They were all there. Every man. And another. Silent shed his customary cool, returned a smile. Elmo slipped out of the coral and went to meet our brethren. Otto, Silent, and I hurried after him. Behind us, the morning sun was a great seething ball of blood. Men piled off horses, grinning. But they looked bad. Goblin and One Eye, worst of all. But they had come back to territory where their wizard's powers were useless. This near Darling, they are no greater than the rest of us. I glanced back. Darling had come to the head of the tunnel, stood like a phantom in its shadow, all in white. Men hugged men. Then old habit took charge. Everybody pretended it was just another day. "Rough out there?" I asked One Eye. I considered the man accompanying them. He was not familiar. "Yes." The dried-up little black man was more diminished than first I'd thought. "You all right?" "Took an arrow." He rubbed his side. "Flesh wound." From behind One Eye, Goblin squeaked. "They almost got us. Been chasing us a month. We couldn't shake them." "Let's get you down in the hole," I told One Eye. "Not infected. I cleared it. I still want a look."